welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. You were asked to evaluate where you are in building your dream life. What did you find? Did you find that you are well on your way or that you need to make changes immediately to get back on track? Hopefully, the importance of having written goals is registered with you and has been implemented into your life. If not, please send me an email and explain your plans to live your fantastic dream life and the system that you're using. Maybe others in our network will also benefit from your ideas or system. Always remember, there are many routes to reach any destination, and the option is always yours as to what works best for you. My first quarter review helped me identify areas of concern as well as opportunities for the future. One area of concern came from the many hours of study required to learning new tax skills, which prevented me from having my daily dose of playtime. Now, don't get me wrong, I had fun learning and applying the knowledge to help clients with their taxes, but at the same time, I really missed the relaxation part of my written goals. I knew I was out of balance with my work and play, but I didn't realize how much I was out of balance until I started to play again. This week, I enjoyed playing golf, watching a couple of NBA playoff games, and researching opportunities as I was reflecting on the first quarter and reevaluating my goals for the rest of the year. You can have both, your dream life and meeting your goals. Do you remember when you were asked if you had taken time to relax? Now, for those of you that are like me and enjoy playing all the time, set a relaxation goal and make it happen. You see, even though I was working a modified schedule last week, it was a challenge for me to get back into my normal routine of working from my list. Listen to this conversation I was having with myself. You know, another week of rest would surely get me ready for the tasks that are on my wish list, and I could also lose a couple of pounds by playing a few rounds of golf. No, Ron, if it's to be, it's up to me, and this year is really flying by. I need to improve my time management in order to reach my goals for this year. Stay true to yourself. Focus. Work. But just think of the fun you could have visiting the people you haven't seen for some time and attending a few sporting events. Attending a basketball playoff game would really be great, and you can say it was a reward for your first quarter success. Wow. Do you realize how important self-talk is? And how you can talk yourself into feeling good about any decision you make, with or without the help of someone else. When you have someone else adding their desires to the mix, it can be a hard choice. When I understood what was happening, I could only laugh and think, this is how we can get off track or push our goals aside and feel good about what we're doing in the moment. Do you see the value of having written goals to help you stay on track? When I look at my goals, I understand what steps are required and what my attention should be focused on for the next 10 days, 20 days, or 30 days, or whatever period it is. I also realized that I needed to do a quick review of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill in order to get me grounded and refocused on my task. Enough about me. What did you find when you looked at your results? Were you surprised? Or did you find, with a few minor adjustments, you're right where you want to be? Have you looked back and wondered, why can't I get anything done? Why am I so tired when it's time for me to study? Why is it so hard to find the time to build my dream life? What are you actually saying to yourself? Can you hear the conversation and make your decisions based on your long-term goals, or do you give in to instant gratification? Isn't it great when you can measure the results against what you've planned for your life? Do you feel a sense of accomplishment when you know that you're living your life on purpose and doing the things that you would like to do? Let me ask you, have you taken the time to reward yourself for constantly building your dream life? It doesn't have to be anything big, but you should celebrate the small successes that lead to your major accomplishments. What steps have you added to your plans for celebrating when you achieve the milestones in your dream life? Now that you've completed your evaluation and are following your plans to reach your written goals, what's next? Our strategy is to address each of our concerns and develop strategies for getting better results. We list each opportunity and began researching how this will add to our experience and can be useful in our journey, or if it should stay on the idea or opportunity list. There are many ideas available to each of us when we open our eyes and our mind to see the many possibilities. What opportunities have you found lately? What changes are in order for you? Will you step out on faith and do something that you've always wanted to do, or will you stay in your normal pattern, afraid to venture too far from your daily existence? Let me ask you, when's the last time you followed your heart and not your head? I've been told that men are often practical when we should be emotional and follow our dreams. Now keep in mind, the person doing the talking at the time was a female, so you decide how much weight should be given to that thought. Have you ever wondered or even dreamed about how different your life would be if you made one or two different decisions? Can you imagine enjoying every moment of the day because you're actually doing what you enjoy doing? Just imagine that you're fishing, golfing, racing, or doing whatever it is you enjoy doing as your job. Would you consider that work or enjoyment? If or when you have an opportunity to make a career change, look first at the things that you really enjoy doing. See if you can find a way to earn a living and have fun at the same time. Here at Men Power Talk Radio, we get to share our dream life with you and enjoy every minute of it. Just for the record, the same problems or issues that you face in your life will also happen to others. Life does not discriminate, because everyone has something or someone they must deal with. When you love, know, and understand yourself, then you're ready to live your dream life. The choice is yours, and you hold the keys to your happiness. What are your goals? I invite you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we open our network to you. I look forward to hearing about your successes, experiences, and challenges. Send your comments, ideas, and suggestions to www.menpowerradio.com. That's menpowerradio.com. Until next time, stay cool under pressure, and remember, you are never alone. I close with this thought. I'm willing to face new challenges and to learn new skills. I'm not afraid to ask for help and understand that I have everything I need right now to be successful. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Live Like There's No Tomorrow. Enjoy life. Have fun.